Our locker room chats here in week number 7. Finish out with the Nemaha Central Thunder. Starting off here with the girls' head coach, Haddon Hilton. I'm Quentin Prophet. This locker room chat has been brought to you by Life Care Seneca of Seneca and Haug Seed. Well, it's been a pair of games. The last time we spoke, Coach, Hiawatha Redhawks and the Troy Trojans both a loss, but against two very good, well-rounded teams. Coach, tell me about these last two games for you and your team.
Not the outcomes we wanted, but go back to Hiawatha. They're a really good team. Defeated that time when we played them, and obviously Rock Creek got them, but they're very, very good, very well coached. Both Nelson girls are a handful, and they play hard. They out-rebounded us, even though we're the taller, maybe more athletic team. They beat us to 50-50 balls and just wanted it a little bit more than we did. And it came down to the fourth quarter, and they better executed on offense in the fourth quarter than we did. And that was kind of the difference in the game. And then kind of the same story versus Troy. We just couldn't get over the hump. We were right there and can't execute down the stretch. Can't get stops in either game when we needed to. And that was really a problem the whole tournament, the whole week for us. The first time we've given up over 40 points in three consecutive games since, I can't remember last time we did that. So that's definitely something we're going to have to improve on going forward and get better at.
But overall, how do you kind of assess your team through the middle point of the season, getting through those midseason tournaments? I know it's a fourth place finish, but you played a lot of great teams. How do you think that tournament play gets your team prepared for, maybe sub-state in the second part of the season?
Yeah, we always want to win all three. But if our goal, I always tell the girls, we want to get at least two out of three. And we didn't do that, so kind of left a sour taste in our mouth, especially the way we played on Friday. We feel we're a better basketball team than we put on the floor than we showed. And I think the girls are willing and wanting to get back to show what type of team we can be because we played some really good basketball for about 8 games in a row. And we were really good offensively, really good defensively, and really put some good teams away early. So we're looking to get that intensity, that enthusiasm back on the floor. And we're going to do that versus Rossville Friday night.
He talked about Rossville here on Friday night. Also, of course, Hiawatha next Tuesday. What are some, keys here for this Big East play? But then also, what are some adjustments you're going to make for Hiawatha next Tuesday, one of the top teams here in the Big East?
Yeah, Rossville, they pose, a great challenge with Dick Girl and the Burdick Girl, two of the top scorers in the league. The Dick Girl's one of the best shooters in the state, period, averaging around, 26 a game or something. So she's a handful. Really good players, so they got two dynamic scorers that really stress you, so we're going to be really good there, guarding them, limiting their touches and how many points they get. And then obviously you got, rematch with Hiawatha on Tuesday. We're going to have to match their physicality. We're going to have to rebound the ball better, and we'll be more patient on offense. I thought we rushed a lot of shots, especially in the second half. We didn't make them play defense very often for more than 10 or 12 seconds. And they're too good a defensive team to do that, to take quick shots. So we just got to execute better, be tougher, because, Hiawatha, they live on rebounding and toughness and beating the 50-50 balls. So we're going to have to even those up next Tuesday.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 7 of our Coaches Shows.
All right, appreciate it.
That was Head Coach Haddon Hilton with the Nemaha Central Girls. Upcoming, we'll talk to Head Coach John Thomas with the boys.